With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. There's been no shortage of global reaction to the news that President Biden is dropping out of the 2024 U.S. presidential race. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he will not be drawn into whether he endorses Kamala Harris as the new Democratic nominee.
The Democrats will have their convention just as the Republicans had their convention last week. I think that the election in November will be one which is watched by Australians, but watched by people around the world, because who the President of the United States is has an impact on the world as the world's largest economy.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said he recognized Mr. Biden's, quote, desire to make the best possible political decision. Also on SRNNews.com, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is holding his first solo campaign appearances today.
Republican and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is scheduled to hold a rally in his hometown of Middletown this afternoon. And he's scheduled to appear at a second rally this evening in Radford, Virginia. The appearances will come one day after President Joe Biden dropped out of the race, leaving the Democratic ticket unsettled. Before the Biden announcement, Vance had expected to eventually face Vice President Kamala Harris in a debate. Trump's campaign plans to use Vance in Rust Belt states that are seen as pivotal for Democrats' path to the White House. I'm Donna Warder.
The Israeli military has ordered the evacuation of part of an area in the Gaza Strip. It's designated a humanitarian zone. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 129 points. The Nasdaq is up 218. This is SRN News. Bible readers are better citizens.
According to a new poll released by the American Bible Society, people who read the scriptures on a regular basis are more likely to put a high premium on civic engagement. Bible readers pay more attention to the political life of the nation than their non-reading peers, and they're better educated on the key issues before the country, the state, and their locality. Those who engage with scripture regularly are also more likely to be civically active.
That's correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. A Christian homeless shelter is challenging a Washington state anti-discrimination law that would require the charity to hire LGBT people and others who don't share its religious beliefs. Lawyers for the Union Gospel Mission in Yakima have asked the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to revive a lawsuit dismissed by a lower court. Washington's anti-discrimination law exempts religious nonprofits. This is SRN News. A variety of small businesses are scrambling to fix the damage from Friday's internet outage.
Consumer Insights Company, a restaurant company, a psychiatrist that runs a virtual practice. They all have different issues. Some couldn't pay their employees on Friday. Others could not get access to their balances online. One woman couldn't use DocuSign because DocuSign runs on Microsoft software. A lot of businesses told me they're getting things resolved, but others are trying to look at their losses.
That's correspondent Ann DiNascenzio reporting. China's central bank has cut key interest rates in a surprise move aimed at injecting pep into the economy, while the ruling Communist Party released a 50-page roadmap addressing long-term challenges. The party's planning document promises to beef up social welfare, such as pensions. More details at SRNNews.com.